We're learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Min Aleph. The Gemara here, starting from the Mishnah and Laman and Bedeis, discusses all the different kriyas for the Mayadeis, for the Yom Tovim, and Pesach, Akari, and Pashas Mayadeis, Shal Tayris Kainim, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara changes it to the Mishkum, and the Pashas Mayadeis, Shal Tayris Kainim, and Vayikra, and Pashas Emor, we lay in the second day of Pesach, Batzerish of Shavuos, which is in Kala Bechar, which is in Pashas Ru'e, which we lay in the second day of Shavuos, like the Gemara says, which the Gemara gives a different kriya, b'yom kippur ma'achrei meis, which we do. And that's in Parshas Emor, Shari Kesef Ayez. The rest of Yontif is Karbanes Chag. Where is the Karbanes Chag? In Parshas Pinchas, the Musafim that are there, we have the Tamid, and then the Musaf of Shabbos, and the Musaf of Shchedesh, and then the Musaf of the Yom Tovim. And the Gemara says to read the Musaf of Yemei Sechag of Sukkos after the first day of Yom Tov on the days of Sukkos. Now, Taisus points out, we read the Korban Sechag every Yom Tov, Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, which the Mishnah never mentions. And the Rabbah, the Mishnah's mashma that we don't, because the Mishnah says it Afka for Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and that's why the Dibur HaMaschel of Taisus is on Shai Yemei Sechag Karim Korban Sechag, and he says, L'mitzinu smach v'talmach v'seder of Amram Yeshnei, it's in the Seder of Amram, he brings a smach from the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph and Mabez. The Rishayim, the Rambam, and the Rashi also bring it from the Ga'inim this Kriya. Al Kol Panim, the Shaykel Yemei Sechag v'Korban Sechag, Rashi's Marich exactly how to do it. He brings that the first day of Chag, we don't do the Karbanis, we do the Karbanis of Chag, I mean, that's what we do besides for the Kriya of Shari Kesav Eis, we do the Karbanis of Chag, like we said, like the Gainim or Masakin, but the first and second day of Yom Tov, Rashi says, we just do the first day, Bechamisha Asiyahim, even the second day of Yom Tov, which is really the second day, but since we're considering it Yontif, it's a Gnai, Likris Yontif, Safa Chayil, we don't read the Safa Chayil because we're considering it Yontif. But the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is actually the third day of Sukkos, but according to Sveikid Yoma, it's a Safik of the second day of Sukkos. And they didn't know exactly when Sukkos started, it was a Safik, the second and third, and we keep that Minik too. So this is what Rashi says to do. He says, the first Kairi reads B'yom HaSheni, which is the Safik Yom HaSheni. The second reads B'yom HaShlishi. The third reads B'yom HaRevi. And the Revi, which is Naisa B'Shvil Chol HaMoed, he reads the Sveikei HaYom, one of the Sveikei HaYom, Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi. That's what he says the first day. He says the same thing the next day. The first one reads B'yom HaShlishi, the second one reads B'yom HaRevi, the third one reads B'yom HaChamishi, and the fourth reads the Sveikei HaYom, which is Yom HaShlishi and Yom HaRevi. And that's how it's done constantly, except for the last day, where you can't start from the 6th and then do the 7th, because then you'll do the 8th. The 8th, Rashi says, is not the right thing to do, because it's not Mimei HaChag, it's regular Atzmai. So therefore, on Hoshana Rabbah, the 7th day of Sukkos, we start from the 5th day, and then do the 6th day, and then the 7th day, and then the Revi means the 6th and 7th, which is the Sveikei HaYom. Now, Rishayim argue, the Miri says, Ein Zav Seid Anoch and Klal, the Miri says, how are you going to read tomorrow's Likriya? Right? And how are you going to read in Yom HaShvi, Yom HaChamishi? You're reading a Kriya which doesn't belong to that day. But Rashi holds that everything is in Yana Diyama. Only he says, since he says that you can't do the Shmini because it's not Mimei HaChag, Vaistais, the other ones which are Mimei HaChag are called in Yana Diyama, even though they're not today's Karbanis, but the Karbanis of Sukkos. Rashi in Sukkot after Nehem and Alf says it's even more clear. There it says, Askin HaMeimah the Medalik Dilugi, that you do both days, and he's talking about in Shemayna Esrei. Then in Shemayna Esrei, we do both Sveikei Yomei. So Rashi says, just like a name was Masakin that Linyan Tefillah, we do that also Linyan Kriya Satira. And he says, the Revi, which is added for Chol HaMoed, that the Revi is the big Aliyah of Chol HaMoed, that's Taisav Chol HaMoed, Yesim Mishayim V'nikashu Balach V'Adiyayim, he reads the Sveikei HaYom just like the Shliach Tzibur, just like in Shemayna Esrei we do the Sveikei HaYom. The Revi, that's the main Aliyah, then we do the Sveikei HaYom. And by Shabbos, we do the Mafter. And he writes like this, V'agimlo shekar in t'chila imak bidim akirasim, yukir mashi yirtzu. The first meal, they could do whatever they want. When we call Makam Kacha in Egan Rabbi Sai, that the first two read the two of the Sveika Yom, the third the next day, even though it's not from the Sveika Yom, and the fourth reads what the first two read. Taisus they ask, why is it in Chanukah? By Chanukah, the first two read the Kriya Siyayim, and the third read Lamachar. How come if a carrot, the fourth one reads the Kriya Siyayim? So Masha says, Rashi answered that. By Chalamayid is a special din of the fourth Aliyah. The fourth Aliyah is the Aliyah of the Chalamayid. It's the Isab Shul Chalamayid. That's the Aliyah that's correct to read the Sveke Hayayim. Chanukah, there's no mile in the third Aliyah. The carrot, you start from the Parashah Siyayim, and you go right up. So that's Rashi's Mahalach in the Kriyas Cholamayid, that you read, you start from the Sveikei Hayayim, the first one reads the first of the Sveikei Hayayim, the second reads the second of the Sveikei Hayayim, the third reads the next one, which is not from the Sveikei Hayayim, and then the fourth reads both of the Sveikei Hayayim. The Rif, Eifenart, brings down the Gemara in Sukkah, asking him, Eimah ben Ador, the Medalgan Dilugay, and he brings from the Goyin, the Kaparish Goyin, can the Minig Rebeis Yeshivas. He says like this. First of all, the first 2 days of Yom Tov, he says exactly like Rashi. He just read Bechamisha Asar, and the Ran explains exactly like Rashi, because it's a Gnai to do any other Suffolk on Yom Tov. The third day, which is Chol HaMoed, so then the Kain reads B'yom HaSheni, the Levi reads B'yom HaShlishi, but here, he says the Yisrael also reads B'yom HaShlishi. The Yisrael reads the same thing that the Levi read, because it's really B'yom HaShlishi. So both the Levi and the Yisrael read B'yom HaShlishi, and the Revi does a Sveki Ayayim Yom HaShemi Yom HaShlishi. The fourth day, the Kayin reads B'yom HaShlishi, the Levi reads B'yom Revi, the Yisrael also reads B'yom Revi, not B'yom HaChemishi. And the Revi reads the B'yom HaShlishi B'yom Revi. And he says that's what we do every single day until the seventh day. So there's one difference between the Rif and Rashi, that according to the Rif, we don't read any Aliyas that's not from the Sveki Ayayim. So what comes at the difference in most of the days, besides for Chol HaMoed, the third Aliyah. The third Aliyah, according to the Rif, we just repeat the second Aliyah. And that's what we do every single day. The first Aliyah is the first in the Sveikei Hayayim, the second Aliyah is the second in the Sveikei Hayayim, the third Aliyah repeats the second Aliyah, and the fourth Aliyah is both the Sveikei Hayayim. So this is the Rif and the Rashi, and the Rambam also says this. The guy Smaimini apparently had a Giris in the Rambam like Rashi, but Pashas, our Giris in the Rambam is like the Rif and the Rashi and the guy. So here's the Machlaikis, Rashi and Visayate and the Rif. That Rashi holds, and is Rabbi Yisai V'chuli, that any time you're reading in the parish of Sukkot, that's called Inyan in the Yoyma. But the Rif of Visayate holds that no, if you're not reading that day's carbon, you're not reading from the Sveik, from the Karbanis Yoyma. If you're reading from the Sveik Yoyma, it's okay. But if you're not reading that day's carbon, that's not good enough. Now the thing is, Tyson Sukkot holds, now you do like this, a third idea, that you do the Rishon reads the first day, the second reads the second day, right? Let's say the third day of Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed, third day of Sukkot. The Rishon reads B'yom HaSheni, the second reads B'yom HaShlishi, the third reads B'yom HaSheni, and the fourth reads B'yom HaShlishi. They just split up the Sveik Hayayim between the four Kairim. That's also in Shulchan Gemara on the Rif, he brings that for Rabbeinu Shimshon. But the Rif holds like Rashi, that the fourth Aliyah is a special Aliyah, it's brought to Chol HaMoed Hayayim. We have to, in the fourth Aliyah, do both Sveikei Hayayim. But the Machlokes Rashi in the Rif is, could we read a Kriya which is not Misveikei Hayayim? Rashi holds yes. Maybe the Machlokes is the Machlokes in Lomdus. Is the Pshad that really all the Kavanas Sukkos have one shame? The Kavanas of Sukkos. It doesn't matter if it's brought this day or the other day. That's the Chayyad of Pshad, because really, it's the same Kavanas. You bring two Elim and 14 Kvasim. And the parim, you bring altogether 70 parim, but the peich is mahalach. So it could be it's all one misgeris according to Rashi. It's one thing. Mashiach and the Riffles, no. Each day is a separate day. Each day only could read the karbanis of that day. The guy who brings the rai to the Riff, because at the Sefta, which, you know, we'll speak about in a second, the Sefta says that every day you read the karban of that day. It's mashma, all four aliyahs are on the karban of that day. Lamaisa, the La'alach of the turn the Shulchan Aruch Sim and Tavri Samah Gimel passes like the Rif. Then you read the Rishon B'yom HaSheni, the Sheni B'yom HaShlishi, the Shlishi also B'yom HaShlishi, and the Revi B'yom HaSheni B'yom HaShlishi, and the same thing the next days. The Dakimesha brings in the Maril and from the Minhagen that the Minig is like Rashi, and that's how they're all passing. So in Chutzlites, that's how it is. The Sfardim do like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, that they read the Rishon reads the first of the snake in the Omer, the Sheni reads the second of the snake in the Omer, the Shlishi reads the same thing that the Sheni read, and the Revi reads both snake in the Omer. And according, and the Ashkenazim do like the, like Rashi, that the Rishon reads the first of the snake in the Omer, the Sheni the second, the Shlishi the next pasuk which is not the snake in the Omer, and the Revi doing both days of the snake in the Omer. Now, what's interesting is in Eretz Yisrael, the Mechaber brings in Eretz Yisrael the Ano Sveikin Yom, right? So all Dal Aliyahs reads the same day, and the guy says that's what it says in the Tesefta. The Tesefta says, "Be'emnit Avishin Shel Chag, Kari Mechamisha Asel Chayishin Chag Asukais, V'Sheini B'Yem V'Sheini, V'Shlishi B'Yem V'Shlishi, Revi B'Yem Revi, Mechamishi B'Yem Mechamishi, B'Shishi B'Yem B'Shishi, B'Shvi B'Yem B'Shvi." That's what the Tesefta says. So Memeila, the Tesefta says klar what the Mechaber says in Eretz Yisrael. Now the guy says that's a raya to the Shulchan Aruch. That's a raya that we don't just start read anything in the Seder Yom. We only read what's brought that day. The interesting thing is the minig in Eretz Yisrael, even for Ashkenazim, is to do all four aliyahs the same aliyah. The mashal, the first day of Chol HaMoed there is the second day of Sukkot. All four aliyahs are B'yom HaSheni. The second day of Chol HaMoed is the third day of Sukkot. All four aliyahs is B'yom HaShlishi. Now the shayla is why? Why don't you say according to the Rama? This is what I would say you should do. Like this, the first day of Chol HaMoed, you should read B'yom HaSheni the first aliyah, B'yom HaShlishi the second aliyah, B'yom HaRevi'i the third aliyah, and the fourth aliyah goes back to B'yom HaSheni. It sounds like an Eretz Yisrael, they named on the Minhag HaSfardim, which could be they did that, because when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, the Ikka, the Rav of the Tzibah was Sfardim, and could be the Talmidei Agro that came, held anyway the guy who was knighted to the Shita, and well, they adapted the Minhag HaSfardim. The Aruch HaShulchan is not mashma the way. The Aruch HaShulchan is mashma even according to the Ramah in Eretz Yisrael, you read the parasha four times. But L'charit Shver, why should that change? According to Rashi, just like in Chutz Laretz, you read even not from the Sveik of the Yayim, so also you should read even not from the Kriya Sayyim, and just the Revi should go and be Chayz of the Kriya Sayyim. Now on the Shmuz about another sugya, the Gemara goes through all the different Kriyas, more than in the Mishnah, and also the minig what we actually do. And we pretty much do command everything that the Gemara comes out Lameskana. Just like Taisus points out, we'll see that the Taniyas Brachas Uklolos, we don't do Nuvayichal. But one thing first, it says that Mincha Yom Kippur Yikayim Barayis, and Rashi says, in order to do Tshuva Farayis, and Taisus gives other timing. But I want to discuss the Kriya of Mincha Yom Kippur. It's a very interesting shmooze in the Achrayim about it. In Tshuva Shabbat Kivega. The Tshuva Shabbat Kivega, the Chaylik Aleph Simcha of Dalet, they had a suffix. He said, Maisa Shahaya, they went to have a minyan by an Adam Gadol that was very sick and wasn't fasting. He was very sick and he wasn't fasting because he was so sick. He was a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana, and they had a minyan in his house. So Rabbi Kivega Baskin, that Lagabe Shachris, you could definitely call up this Adam Gadol that's not fasting to the minyan, because the Kriya, he's bothered like this. The halacha is, when by a tainus, if someone's not fast, you can't give him aliyah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Simon Tavkov Samach Vav Sevav. It's interesting, the Makar is the Marik. The Marik says, we mount the Kriya was for the tainus. If you're not fasting, you're not part of Kriya Satayah, you're not Chiv Kriya Satayah. And if you don't have a Chiv Kriya Satayah, so Mimela, you can't get an aliyah. That's like the Mikvega. But that was Pashatim, that's only by other tainus. But by Yom Kippur, it's not any different than Shabbos or Yom Tov with Stam. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. It's a Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov. And Vanda with Stam need a Kriya. So in the morning, the Kriya is not Mikayach the Tainis, it's Mikayach the Kedushas HaYayim, Blagara from Shabbos and Yom Tov. So even if someone is not fasting because of Bikoch Nefesh, he still can get an Aliyah. But Kriya's Mincha had a Suffolk. And this interesting Suffolk, this is the Suffolk he had. On Yom Tov, we don't have a Kriya by Mincha altogether. The Kriya by Mincha is only two times, Shabbos and the Tainis. The Shaila is the Kriya of Mincha of Yom Kippurim. What's it for? Is it for the Kedushas HaYayim, like Shabbos? Well, no, but again, Kedushas HaYayim, then Yom Kippur would be like Yom Tov. It's for the Tainis. Nafkimina. Someone's not fasting because of Bikoch Nefesh, can he get an Aliyah? If you say it's Kedushas HaYayim like Shabbos, so good, Avadi can get an Aliyah. If you say that it's not on Kedushas HaYayim, it's on Satanis, then it won't be able to get Aliyah. As I cleared the Ashayla, and Mimele says it's Tzorechi in Ladino. Atkan the Shuvah of Bekvega, it's a very short Shuvah. The Marcheshes in Chelek Aleph Simen Yadal, it says he wants to make this Machlaikis, he wants to say he's telling the Machlaikis Mechamer Amar in Shulchan Aruch. Because there's the machloekes yishayinim already, right? We know the minig is we do not say the bracha of alatayr v'alaveda on the haftarah of mincha of Yom Kippur, and that in that way it's similar to Tainus. But there's a discussion. The Marchai Perek Beis in Masechet Shabbos and Reish Meidal brings Rabbeinu Yoel that discusses what to do when you say alatayr v'alaveda on the haftarah of Yom Kippur. Do you also include Shabbos? Let's say Yom Kippur's Chalais B'Shabbos, do we include Shabbos? Do we say that Mitzad Shabbos there wouldn't be Haftarah? So Meli, you don't include Shabbos. Or do you say that no, like the Gemara says, the Svara, Yom Shachaya Bar B'Tfilas, like we say, Alanisa by Chanukah, you say by Musaf also, even though Musaf is not a Tfilah for Chanukah, but Yom Shachaya B'Dal Tfilas. Here also, it's a Yom that's Mechayiv and Haftarah, and the Meli will say Shabbos as well. Azayi Paskins. So you see clearly, he said that you do say Altar of Alaveda by Haftarah of Mincha. Now we don't. The Marichai brings from Rabbeinu Shimshon Bar Baruch that says you don't say it. You don't make the Baruch Altar of Alaveda altogether. And the guy's Marichai brings a few svaris, and one of the svaris he says is that Idloi Damil Ravach Devoi, that's the Gemara there, Bayantav and Shabbos, that came together. But Akopanim, there he says, there, the Haftarah of Tzibas, the Quay Kedushas Yaimibo. So to this. He says clearly that the Haftar of Yom Kippurim is not mitzad the Kedusha Sayyain, it's mitzad the Tainus, and on Tainus you don't say Altar of Alaveda. Now the Mechabe Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavresh go base to base Paskins, you make a Brach Altar of Adim Yom Kippurim. So you see that according to the Mechabe, the Kriya is Mishum Kedusha Sayyain. So that will come out. And the Mechabe Gishayel, according to the Mechabe, even someone who doesn't fast will be kairi. But the Ramah says you don't. So that sounds like our minig, and that's the psak of the Bnei Ashkenaz. So our minig would sound like we hold it is because of the tainus, and then someone who's not mitzadeh would not be able to be kairi b'tayr. But the Mechashah says the interesting thing. He's mitzadeh to say that the Kayin and Levi could get an aliyah even if they don't fast, but the Yisrael not. Because, like we said before, what was the Bikvega Safik? We find there is Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. There is no Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov. There is a Kriyas HaTorah on Tainus. Yom Kippur, is that really Yom Tov and the Kriyas HaTorah is Mitzad the Tainus? Or is that Shabbos and the Kriyas HaTorah is Mitzad the Kedusha Sayyim? Nafkamina, someone is not fasting. But how about the Haftarah? The Haftarah we don't have on Shabbos. The Haftarah we only have by Tainus. So the Haftarah would seem to be specifically Tainus. Oh, so here's the problem. Yes, we don't make a separate Maftar for Mincha. So Kumtais, the one who's getting Shlish is going to do the Haftarah. The Haftarah he won't be able to do. The Haftarah is not because of Kedusha Siyayim. The Haftarah can't be because of Kedusha Siyayim. Shabbos doesn't have Haftarah. Haftarah can only be because of the Tainus. So mainly, even according to the Mechaber, but that's interesting, because the Mechaber says, Alatari v'alaveda. So could be the Mechaber holds that they are Mesak and Haftarah of Yom Kippur of Kedusha Siyayim. That could be. Gevaldik, Yom Kippur has more Kedusha, whatever it is, the Haftarah on Mincha Vim Kippis Kostusha Sayyai. Gevaldin Gazach. But the Mordechai, this is what he says. The Mordechai says you don't say Altar Valaveda. He says the Haftarah is not Mishum Kedusha Sayyai. He doesn't say the Kri is not Mishum Kedusha Sayyai. He says the Haftarah is not Mishum Kedusha Sayyai. So Kumtai sent your son. If Kvega doesn't mention such a son, that the Kayan and Levi will be able to get an Aliyah because the Kri is Mishum Kedusha Sayyai, but the Yisrael won't be able to get it because the Haftarah is not Mishum Kedusha Sayyai. Now the Bi'ur HaGra is mashal like Rabbi Kivega, because the Bi'ur HaGra writes this lashon: "Vagayis Marchas Shem Kasev Shem and Hashem Shem Barbarach." Then in Daim is Shabbos, the Kriyas HaTorah v'Haftarah b'Shabbos b'Minchum Shukdusha Shabbos. The Kach Ayim Al HaTorah v'Al Yoyim. While Kriyas HaTorah v'Haftarah b'Minchum Yom Kippurim ain al Mishum Atainis k'may b'Chol Tainis. So he says clearly, Kriyas HaTorah v'Haftarah. The Gain is mamish klar that even the Kriyas HaTorah, according to the Ramah, is not because of Kedusha Siyayim, it's because of the Tainus. So that's like every Kivenga, the whole Kriyas HaTorah is that way. But you could say it the other way, because among the Avram, this Sifkan Beis brings that we don't say Altar V'Alaveda by the Haftar is for other reasons. It's not because Kedusha Siyayim is because of the Tainus. He says, now we don't do Aveda by Mincha. And then he says, when the guy is Mordechai, because he already finished the Aveda, and he already made a Bracha on Shachris, and also you shouldn't get it mixed up with Shai Taniyais. So it's mashma from the Magen Avraham that even according to the Ramah that you don't say Altar of Alaveda, it's not because the Kriya or even the Haftarah doesn't is Even the Kriya and Haftarah, it's not because they're not because of Yishas Yayim. It's other time, because we already did the Avodah, or we don't want to Michal bin Nishar Taniyais. So Nail will come out according to the Magen Avraham. It doesn't bring the Tam, the Gayin brings his Tam, that the Kriya and Haftarah is not Mishim Yishas Yayim. So the Gayin is Mashman, according to the Ramah, the Yisraida Davar is the Kriya and Haftarah are not, because of the Tainis, and then someone who's not Misanah because of Pekuch Nefesh won't be able to get an Aliyah, even Kayin and Levi. But the Magen Avraham is Mashma. Has nothing to do with that. He brings other time. So the Magravah's Mashman is because of Kedushas Yayim, and even the Aftar you'd be able to get. The nice of this, Lechsam Sefer has a Chuvan, Simon Kufn and Zayin, he says, Tishabav Tavkuf Ayin Aleph, 1811, he was sick and he ate. And then he was clearing what to do, and when it comes Mincha, if the Machrim want to give him an Aliyah, should he answer it? Should he get an Aliyah even though he didn't fast? And he's stam mefakvik a little bit about this ma'arik that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like about a tainus, but he says like this. He says, the ma'arik was discussing a tainus of the hab. And he shmuzed about it, what exactly the ma'arik said. But akabanim, the ma'arik was discussing a tainus of the hab. There's no official tainus, it's a minik to fast. If you don't fast, there's no kriyas atayra for a tainus. Ma'ashengit tishubav he held, it was pashit to him, even tishubav. The pshat in the kriya is because of the aim of Tisha B'Av. And he says two taimim. He says, first of all, even if you're not fasting, but you're not eating everything, you only eat what's necessary for when you're sick. You don't stop. It's not like it's not a fast. And also you have other inuyim. And then he says, he thinks, even if there are no other inuyim, it's Tisha B'Av. You're mechuyev in kriya satayra for Tisha B'Av. Isaiah Zakhda, and he's ma'arich about it, but he holds his mamrish pashit. And the whole din that you don't give an oila who doesn't fast is dafka like a fast like baham, which doesn't really have a din in the yayim. All it is a tainus, and he's not fasting, and he has no dinay tainus, so there's no kriyasatayra. Let's say the tziva is not fasting baham, so you don't do vayachal. He said if the tziva is not going to be fasting Tisha B'Av, for whatever reason, let's say the whole tziva of Bali Bris, the whole tziva is sick, whatever the case is, he says pashat afterlain. That's what he names on. So avada, you can get an aliyah. So Al-Kabana Ludina, the Mustamik Mitzarev this Ksam Sefer, he brings at the end of the Tshuva, Kasafti Zayis Vitzavta Flame of Flogi Tari Bali Rav, Eskimi Miludina. And he wrote this Tshuva, he says, on Yudal Menachem Av, Tav Kafayin Aleph, a few days after it happened, but he didn't write it to anyone, Vaisis, he just put it in the Sefer, but he said that the Gedele Tari of Maskim, and so Mustamik the Gazach, so Kolshken Yom Kippur, even if the Kriya is because of the Tainus, so what? It is a Yom Tainus, it is a Yom Inui. Isaiah, that will come out L'chayr according to the Ksam Sefer. L'chayr L'dinik, if it's Sarif that, Al-Kabanim, you see it's Midei Sveikol and Afkir, Mikveg is Mesubik, and like we said, the Gayin is saying that according to the Ramah, the Kriya and Aftari is not because of Kedushas Yom. Mogen Avraham is Mashmen is, even if it is because of the tainus, but it's a yain tainus, there is a din tainus on everyone, and mainly you'd have the kriya. Now one more inyan. The Gemara goes through all the different kriyas of Yom Tovim, like we said, and when it gets to Shmini Atzeres, it says what we do with Idin Dikatrei Yema. So the first day we read Kol HaBachar and the Haftar is Kachal HaShleimai. And the second day is Vizayis Ibracha, and the after is Vayam Mitzlami. That's what the Gemara says. So first I want to discuss, what's Vizayis Ibracha have to do with Shmini Atzeres? Because the Olam would think that the reason why we do Vizayis Ibracha on Shmini Atzeres, and then Vishemi Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Terim, is because we have to finish the Terim. So you push up the last parasha to Simchas Terim, and we lay in the last parasha of the Terim. But I've added that can't be, because there's a Tekanos Chachamim, and perhaps even a Din Deraisa. The Gemara says, Veidaber Moshe, Es Mayadei Hashem Abnei Yisrael, Mitzvah Sheikarin Kalecha Lecha Bezmane, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, Moshe Tikalim, yep. Moshe Tikalim Yisrael, Sheishel V'dayishim Yonah Shayayim. So it can't be that we have a Kriya Zatara, it's not Minyanei of Yomtev. The Tekana was, the Tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we have to be Kaira in the Inyan of Yomtev. So Mavela, all the Kriyas are either discussing Stam about Yom Tov, mentioning the idea of Yom Tov, or if not, they're saying a Ma'ir that happened at Yom Tov, right? Like we have the Vayi B'Shalach, which doesn't mention Yom Tov, but it's something that happened on Shavuos Pesach. Or we have Matan Torah, which doesn't mention Yom Tov, something that happened on Shavuos. has to be either, it's not anything discussing Yantiv, it has to be something shayach to Shmini Atzeres. So the Ran says, he says very bikitz, if he should save kol ha-moyedais, chaysmin, v'birchas meishu ha-beinu, shebirchas Yisrael. That's the lashon of the Ran. Since it's the end of the moyedais, so we end off with the bracha that Meishu was mevarech kol Yisrael. But it doesn't explain exactly why. What does save kol ha-moyedais have to do with the bracha that Meishu ha-beinu was mevarech kol Yisrael? Now, Vud the Ran explains a little more, that Shleim HaMelech we find in the Pasuk, in the Haftariah for Shmini Atzeres, he gave a bracha to Kali Yisrael in Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because they were leaving. It was the end of the Yom Tevim, so he gave a bracha. So that's how you do the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevarech Kali Yisrael. So I think the pshat is that the Mayadim, we spend time with the Hevishta, Smachta Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, and now Mezeginza, right? You're saying goodbye, so therefore we end with the bracha. What was the bracha? The bracha is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Kali Yisrael when he was leaving them. The Birchas Breda. I think that's what the Ran means also. Seif Kala Maidus, so we're leaving. So what do we leave? We leave with the bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha when he was leaving. When he was going to depart to Olam Haba, he gave a bracha. And then we use this bracha for Kali Yisrael. We see Shleim HaMelech gave the bracha. We give this bracha to Kali Yisrael as we're leaving. The Meshech Chachma says also, Gevaldik, at the end of his Eisei Bracha, he has called the Hadron L'Seif Dvarim. He says, what is Shmini Atzeres B'chlal? The 70 Parma for the 70 Umais. Gemara and Sukkot after Nehem and Beis. And the Eivish, the Marshal L'Melech, that told Avada Vasuli Suda Gadela, the 70 Parma is a Suda Gadela for the whole world. The Yamachan Amal Oyavai, Aseli Suda Ktana, Kadesh Enem Imcha. So what's Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is the yichud of Klal Yisrael with the Eibishter. That is Shmini Atzeres. That's the Yisrael, the Chefs of Shmini Atzeres. So that's the whole Kriya of Vezayis HaBracha. Vezayis HaBracha is Hashem Yisina Yabav Vezark Misei Elomai. Hafiyam HaRparim Vasrim Riv Vizkaidah Shmini Eish HaSlamin. And the Pshan is, and the Eibishter leaves the whole Umbais and just goes to Klal Yisrael. The point of the Kriya of Zayis HaBracha is the Yichud that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael. That is the point of Shmini Atzeres. And Memela, that is why it's very pasuk for Shmini Atzeres. That's Gufa, the Nyan and the Aim of Shmini Atzeres. Now, Taisus asked the Kasha, the Gemara says that the Haftarah of Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres, which we call Simchas Torah, is Vayamet Shleimai. And Taisus says, V'yesh v'kaymish nogel atu v'yachremes meisha. That was the minigan sum mekaymis to read the first parasha of Yeshua from Yemes Meshav. Vishim b'shu taizit. That is a mistake. Shereshasin ayim mekaym. V'yesh ayim shav haiga in tikan layim v'yach ayim 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 ayim. Now the Rif brings it from Svarim Achayim in the Gemara that V'yesh ayim ayim v'yach ayim 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 ayim. And the Rosh says V'achi isiv Yishalmi V'achan Aginan. Now we don't have this Yishalmi. Malkapan and the Yishayim bring it from Chazal. The Meshech Chachma that I mentioned at the Hadron L'Seif Dvarim brings it Gishmak Avart. He says that the two Haftaris depends. If you're going to Bnei Merava, which finished the Torah once every 3 years, so then they didn't have a Siyam HaTorah on Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres. They didn't have a Simchas Torah. So Mela, the Me'ein HaMa'ir is Ve'amet Shleimai. Like we said, the Kriya is Tomei Yichudim Shei Yisrael. And the Haftarah was Tomei Yichudim Shei Yisrael. It's no matter bracha, how great Klal Yisrael is, Mikamcha Yisrael. But according to our minig that we do a siyum of the Torah, so Mela, we do a haftarah which is shayach to the siyum of the Torah. That what? That after we finish the Torah, we go vayta. And also the point is like this, that the Torah finishes, the kam navi ayd kamesha, and it starts off, v'yachem meis meisha, evin Hashem v'emem, Hashem l'Yeshua bin Nun, meisha avdi meis. And what did Hashem instruct Yeshua? That we have to understand that any other Navi that comes up, that all Meshubit completely to Teres Meisha. And that's what we change the Seyyid Rashad. So Seyyid Rashad said, no Shaykhas to the Siyam HaTorah. So Mela, we didn't have Teres Meina Mariam. Mashen Kain, now that we happen to do the Siyam HaTorah, so the Teres also reflects the Siyam HaTorah, the Hamshech of Nachdem, there's a Torah, there's other Nevi'im, but the Nevi'im are completely Meshubit to Torah's Meisha. And just one more Indian, and Merechev Egen Simchas Torah, the Levush has the Kasha, why do we end and start the Torah on Yom HaKadosh Sukkos? Why not Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah sounds like the right time. You finish the year, you finish the Torah. So the Lush says, Lahatis is a Satan. We don't want the Satan to realize that it's Rosh Hashanah. We do other things for that. And Mimela, like this, he could cheshbon, right? The Satan could keep track with Kriyas HaTorah when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. So we don't want that to happen. So it should be Mekachig. So we don't want a Rosh Hashanah. Once we push it off from Rosh Hashanah, so Mimela, we wait till we finish the Yom Tovim, that we won't have to be mafsik in the parishes of the Yom Tovim. As I state in the Levush. And the Bikur Yankov, I finart, Simon Tafer Samachtas, he thinks it's the Tam Dachuk. And he says that the ikar reason is they didn't want to do Azina before Hashanah. We have Taisus earlier that says that they didn't want to do Kisavai the week before Hashanah because you don't want to have Hashanah close to a Klawless. Azina also has Klawless, Mizayra, Vachum, Mireshe, Vachetim, Mimimi, Vashem, Vahemis, and Shalach, Bam. Azina also has some Geferlach, a Klawless. We don't want that to happen before Rosh Hashanah. But it's a little bit schwer. You're only explaining why it's not Rosh Hashanah, whether it's the Arvus or Satan, or because we don't have a Zina before, but you're not explaining why they did it on Yom Tov, why not on Shabbos? Why not wait till the Shabbos after Sukkot? So the Bikur Yaakov explains a little bit. The Bikur Yaakov says, L'kacha nichol l'shmini atzeres, sh'yayim she'kadosh baruch ha'masameichim yisrael levadam, like we said, kamin ha'sav sukkot, it means ha'seh l'isud ha'ktana, that thing, that Kai Yisrael is for bringing with the Eivishter together, and the Mele were Masmach Simcha L'Simcha. And that goes with the Meshach Chachma. But I think a little bit more, I think the Pshat is, like we're saying, like the Meshach Chachma is explaining from the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Nun Hey, the point of Shmini Atzeres is that Klal Yisrael, the Yichud of Klal Yisrael, how they forbang with the Eivishter, that's brought out by the Siyam of the Torah. That's how Klal Yisrael is Miyachav with the Eivishter. Ayadei the Torah. The Torah itself is what's Miyachav Klal Yisrael with the Eivishter. Mimela, that's the right time for the Siyam HaTorah. The time that we celebrate the Aseli Sudaktana and Nivaata, the time that we're Miyuchah with the Eibishter, that's good for the time for the Siyam HaTorah. That's the Hechatim of Miyuchah with the Eibishter. V'yesh k'sas la'arach v'zeh, v'al kapanim, that's the pshat.